Hey there, everybody. You are now tuning in to a Hers and His podcast with your hosts, Brandy J and Poppy J, bringing you the various topics, the very ones that you want to hear about. So let's sit back and relax, and let's tune in to a Hers and His with Brandy J and Poppy J. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to a Hers and His podcast with your hosts, Brandy J and Poppy J in the building. Hey, Poppy, how you doing?
Hello, hello.
What's up? How you doing since this lovely, what, Thursday morning or afternoon where you are?
It's nice out. I can't complain. I don't really got no beef.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
I don't have too much beef with anybody or the weather or anything.
Okay. Well, today we do have at least three. Well, we have four topics. Well, four questions because they're very different questions. And so that would leave like four different topics. And I have some experience, and I wouldn't say experience, but I've been touched by some of these. So one of the questions is basically, how do you reject someone without hurting their feelings? I think I know where you're gonna go. I mean, because it's the obvious, right? But some people don't know how to take rejection.
There's mad different ways to do it. One is showing little interest. Like showing little interest in what they have to say. What they're trying, like, if it don't correlate with what I'm, with my goals, if I don't see there's any way to fit this in the situation as it is, then I just tell people I'm single. Relationships is the last thing on my mind.
Just keep it direct. I mean,
that's it.
Yeah. These so you days, really can't worry about feelings.
Yeah, these days is, listen, I'm not, where are you trying to go with this? Because I ain't trying to go nowhere. If this is, if there's, and who cares how they feel?
Yeah.
You keep tap dancing around people's feelings, yeah, it's going to be the one with the headache.
Yeah. Well, I got. Go ahead.
I would be completely honest. Like, this is not going. This ain't working the way I thought it would. So before we waste each other's time, let me say that it was nice. It was nice. That's it. And if they can't take it, what's the worst that's going to happen? They ain't going to talk to you.
You would hope that would be the worst.
I mean, hey, could be a lot worse.
Yes, it could, and it has. It's like, no, I had something for that. I had experienced it. I never experienced it before. It was quite, it was very stressful. And it made me realize something about men in general, some men, you know what I mean? Like all, but some men, and how they need to take in account how a woman, a person that you're trying, if someone is not feeling you and they told you, gave you nothing, gave you no signs, gave you everything that one would need to know, hey, this isn't it for me. And you have interest somewhere else, but yet they refuse to take no, because in their head, no, I'm not taking that because this is what I want. That's a problem. So for me.
I said after you eat. What part of that? That ain't gonna change. So go sit down until after you eat.
Okay, that's funny because he looked over in the camera. He was like, okay. That was cute. Yeah, so what I would say, because I think it's important for women to know when to, because you can assert yourself in a way where you gave no one any sign or any signal that you were interested. And that the crazy part to me is, and that's why with me, I'll refuse your kindness. I'll refuse taking anything from you because, you know, people throw that in your face and be like, I did this for you. I put that, open the door, anything. You'll find anything to say you did something for me. And to me, that resonates as, oh, so I owe you something. So this was all because I should give it to you because you did something for me. And that's a problem for me. So that topic there is very sensitive because 2020, I experienced this shit. It made me feel a type of way because I feel like no is no. Like if I tell you like, no, I don't want to. And you keep insisting, like, let me just do that for you. Let me give you that favor. You'll like it. And I specifically ask you, please stop asking me those type of questions because it makes me uncomfortable. You keep doing it, then that shows me that you don't really respect me as a person or a woman. And it's damn near fucking harassment, you know? So sometimes, ladies, you got to call the po-po's. Not like that. And I'm not one to sit there. That's the last thing I want to do, you know? I'm like, oh, shit. You're making me do it, you know? And I've tried in that situation, I tried everything for that to be my last result because especially for like, if I have to go there, that means you was doing the most. Like, and I never even gave this person any open space to even have any investment or like any type of rights to me. And I didn't own it at all. And I found that to be very, it made me angry. I went through all kinds of shit. I went through the hate. So I was like, I just want you to go away. The things I would never think because you're bothering me. You're invading my, that's what's hard. It's not hard for me to get close to people, but I'm not very trusting because people will try to wreck your life because of how they feel, because they don't know how to handle their emotions and their feelings. So all of a sudden you become responsible for that. You're the target because you didn't reciprocate. You didn't feel the same way. So I'm definitely going to need therapy for that. So definitely. But for the most part, I think I did the best I could with it. But that's something that needs to be talked about more because I had never experienced that before. That was that time I told you guys when I was like, just had it. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, why is this like, leave me the fuck alone? I'm like, I didn't know what to do. And I knew it was all just to make me feel the burn. Like, you don't want me. You don't want me. I'll show you. You don't want me. I'm like, this is some lifetime shit. You know? So now I'm just even more like turned off from pursuing or not even, I don't pursue or even engaging in like dating or anything like that. Cause I just feel like that shit was just a lot of stress. And I'm noticing that I'm good. And I know that all that will soon go away because he went away, but I don't have any, I just don't want to engage. You know, I just want to be a mom and learn stocks and pursue my podcasting and, you know, shit like that. So ladies, just unfortunately, sometimes you have to call the big gun. You know, and for men, let me tell you something. If a lady says no, she doesn't want to get with you, you should take that as why would you want to pursue somebody that doesn't want you back? You should think about yourself as far as what your worth is, right? So if a woman is not interested in you, it's not personally that it's you. Don't take it personal like something's wrong with you or that you're ugly or you're not good enough. It's not that. It's just not everybody has that chemistry or that's attracted to one another. It's not that you're not attractive. So please don't ever think that, but you should also think about your self-worth too. And why would you want to keep pursuing somebody that doesn't feel you like that? So I would suggest to you to think about it like that, because what are you conquering if she does do it? You know, so, but don't ever take it personal and think that the woman doesn't find you attractive and that something has to be wrong with you. And just not everybody's into each other. So, and I think that person took it that way too. It's like, no, it's not that. It's not me, it's you. I mean, it's not you, it's me. So, yeah, sorry. I think I needed to get that out.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know niggas live like that. But There's weird people everywhere, women and men. So
yeah,
you're gonna run into your share of crazies. That's what makes it hard for you to be polite, because everybody take your politeness as flirting.
Yeah, totally.
There'd be mad times I want to be like, bitch, don't flatter yourself. I would just it's mad. That's how I keep it in my head, but I don't never say it out loud. But I walk away thinking that, like, serious? Like, I was just being nice. Next time I'll trip your ass. Like, what the fuck? Yo, you can't even be nice without somebody taking that shit as you flirting.
Or let the door shut in your face.
People don't really want to get to know one another. I realized that in the last couple of interactions I've had with women. They don't want to get to know you. There's a moment they saw something, and that's all that they focus on, is on that, what they saw. Doesn't matter everything else. Everything else, they want you to fit in their plans.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, some is fucked up, but everybody wants somebody to fit in their plans. Now, if your plans is fruitful, and your plans is gonna is it affords that everybody in this plan can flourish, then sure. But if it doesn't, if it's not, then I'm gonna have to say that my plan is better. Like, my plan is a little more thought out, strategic. I could explain this to you. You can't explain. Half the women I run into can't explain their plan. You gotta be able to explain it if you want to sell a shit on somebody. So yeah. Just be it. Just tell them, beat it, kick rocks. I'm not interested. I'm gay. Whatever the fuck works.
I used to use that. Now you just be like, it's COVID.
Be like, yo, come on, I'm gonna introduce you to my other boyfriend that likes, we swingers. You can say anything. There's mad ways to scare a motherfucker away from you.
Some people like that. They be like, really?
Yeah, we swingers. I gotta make sure that he approves of this. They'll be like, what? Is he gonna partake? Yeah, he partakes. And they're gonna be like, all right, you know what, Ma, you good. You got a wild life. What am I doing?
Be fancy.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah.
All right, so talk to her while I cut it. Talk to her. Sit down, talk to her. I'm going to cut the pizza. You got to do it.
You got to, it's your job. You want the pizza, you got to take over.
You said you always help me, right? Yeah, so sit down right here while I cut the pizza. You can't cut.
Come on, come on. Over, come on. I like dinosaurs too. I like dinosaurs. I like Tyrannosaurus Rex. I like the T-Rex. I think that's the only one I really like.
Well,
that's a good one, right?
Brachiosaurus, Triceratops, and Iconorex.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me something about the type, about one of them. Tell me what you like about
it. Uh-huh. And a Tyrannosaurus Rex, Triceratops, and a Brachiosaurus.
Yeah. Did you see Jurassic World?
Yeah.
Wasn't that cool? Would you be scared to be there?
No, I'm not scared.
Those big old dinosaurs? No.
Oh, just clowns. Clowns are scarier.
Clowns are scarier? You're right. That's true. If they're so scary, you don't? So don't get you a clown for your birthday?
No, I don't want to get a clown for my birthday.
Me either. Yeah, I don't know why people like them at their birthday parties. They're creepy.
Yeah, but lastly, I would ask Cindy Hills, and you just want Pennywise.
They watch Pennywise? Yeah, I seen that.
Then I just got nightmares.
Oh no. I'm sorry. Then I
and right to the bed.
What oh no.
You just want in it.
Aww.
You just got killed.
Yeah. But when that happens, you just close your eyes and you say, go away, go away, go away. Because it's not real. And then boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, there was. I got it, and it was looking at me. Then it was thinking trying to eat me.
What? But look, you're okay, right? So that means it didn't get eaten. You just can't watch those type of movies.
Yeah, but you know what's on EXE? It's on EXE. Where Sonic become normal, Sonic turned to Bass Sonic.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, your pizza and your soda is on your table.
Yeah, enjoy your lunch.
I'm hoping my partner in crime was able to.
Oh, yeah.
Eat your food. Don't make a mess. All right. Where we was at? It's question number two.
Yes. Number two. All right. Question number two is, oh, Lord. Did I say that for last? Okay. Question number two. Now, this is from, I say her name, Ariel. Very beautiful name, Ariel. I like that. It's like a little mermaid. Ariel asks, okay, Ariel's question is, she says that she is 30, Ariel's 32 years old, and there's somebody she's interested in, but she's concerned about the age difference. So she wants to know truly what if, is there still an age difference if you're over the age of 18, or is there still a cutoff? So I'm assuming that this person, so she's at least they're over 18, but what's the age limit? That's
right now, I live by the, I live by a thing where I'm not going to talk to nobody my sister's age, my baby sister's age. So technically, there's nothing wrong with me talking with somebody her age, because after 21, 25, to be even really safe, after 25, it don't matter. You're attracted to. If it's an older person, it's a younger person. But then from that 25 and up, age is age. It's won't be the first time I'll be baffled by a young guy with an older woman or a young woman with an older guy. Young woman with a younger woman, older guy with a younger guy. Like, as long as the 25 mark is, the benchmark is broke, I have nothing really to say about that. Like, it makes no difference to me. I just won't talk to nobody my baby sister's age and younger.
Okay. Yeah.
And once I figure out her age, then I just know that everybody that I do encounter is older than my sister. I know that for a fact. Like, anybody that I've even taken a double take on, like a quick look twice and had a mental moment, they are older than my sister. My sister's like 32 or something like that. She might be 33. Like, she's definitely early 30s. Maybe not even, like, super early 30s. I don't know. But, that's a pretty simple one. You don't want to be R. Kelly. You don't want to be, none of them niggas.
Right. So that's a good one.
Yeah, you don't want to fall in this category with people, man. You got to really pay attention to that shit. You don't want to be Jeffrey Epstein. Oof. You don't want to be this nigga Trump. Like, I can say his name now because he's just this nigga. Like, you don't want to be these weird niggas. You want to be the prince that got caught with the young chick that was with Jeffrey. Like, you don't want to be in that circle, man. Look, everybody quiet. You don't hear nothing. That pursuit for all the Jeffrey's co-conspirators is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know there was some nasty old men up in that room. And I'm pretty sure that list is extensive of the people that visited his island. But now you just got to be honest with him, just be like, yo, listen, I can't do this. Or listen, hey. I like you. You got to start with the conversation. See, when they be having conversations, because the way she's saying this, that means they probably interacted already. It's not I don't get the impression that this is her just being an admirer of an older person, which means
she's 30. She's 32, And she's, I guess, might be, she's looking at somebody that's younger, but she wants to know what's an appropriate age.
18, that's it. Make sure they can't get you for statutory rape.
Right.
So once yeah, 18, yeah. I mean, shit after that. Now, if she feel like being a, if she wants to be like a mother, she wants to have a little toy, like she got to let that nigga know. Like everything has to be upfront. So that way, if it don't, if when it's time for everybody to step away, nobody can say they was misled.
Right.
So especially when you're dealing with an older person, dealing with a younger person, because you always gonna look like. But women get away with that shit, like Jada Pinkett. I mean, people just get away with doing fuck shit that if a guy did it,
different. Yeah, look at it all different.
Oh, if a guy did what Jada did, oh man, all types of abuse of mental health on the person and manipulation. And the person didn't know any better, and you took advantage. You don't get that with She's still at the table, so it's only for black people. It's only for black men too. At that, when it comes to this sex shit.
Yeah, Tia got some shit going on too.
Everybody, much prayers to you. Listen, the game was the game back in the days. Everybody know what you had to do to get in the game. People did some fuck shit, and they paid some people to shut the fuck up. And some people know that this is the moment. This whole chaotic 2020, you could just yell out somebody's name and just start a snowball shit.
Right.
This is how you take down a lot of the rich men that you just deemed was rich long enough. Whenever you rich long enough and they feel like reminding you that you could be broke or that they could take all your shit, something like this pops up. They could have been grabbed R. Kelly.
Come on, man.
They could have been grabbed R. Kelly. They could have been grabbed Bill Cosby. You ain't gonna sit here and tell me
they waited until
they didn't wait. Or listen, after a certain amount of years, Bill Cosby was still Bill Cosby, the millionaire. If you had I'm not here to tell somebody that there's a time limit on how to grieve after a bad situation. Tell nobody that they're wrong for the time that they grieved. I'm just saying it's a little curious that when he was pushing to buy that CBS to station, that everybody came out the woodworks. It's just a little son, you want me to hit you? This nigga be just yelling at me. He just comes out of here like he got Tourette's. All right, you finished the other one? No, you didn't. If I get up in this pizza there, I'm going to body slam you.
Yeah, they're very curious. And then back to back, too. Not just one person, more than one.
Yeah, so it's just crazy. Like, I mean, it is what it is. I wish that, I'm not saying that I think he got railroaded. I'm not agreeing that he shouldn't be, I'm not disagreeing that he should be in jail. I'm just saying timing is everything. Timing is impeccable, yo.
Yeah. That's for damn sure.
He's been a rich nigga for a long time, man. There's been shit going on with women and fighting with the sex harassment shit for a long time. Years and decades of other guys going through sexual harassment shit. And this nigga just, they just waited and plotted on his old ass.
You got that Me Too shit. Like, oh, great.
When you could tell me which black entertainer, actor, singer, whatever, which black one died a billionaire or died with hella money for families to fight over? With land to give away. Nah, black people don't do that. You can't tell me one. I don't think of one. Red Fox? Nope. Prince? Yeah. Michael Jackson, they try to rape him before he died. Take all his bread. I mean, just think about it. Yeah, they might have been historic. It might be elite. They might have left an impact that was so fucking priceless. But to die with the money that they accumulate, 9 times out of 10, the ones that go hard like Kanye and Jay-Z, it's just a matter, it's just a figuring out how to infiltrate and get some of that money back.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to tread even lighter when you start making money, just so that, and watch what you're doing as a child, so that none of this shit trickles down and fucks with your overall.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, that's just on my end when it comes to thinking about that. But at the end of the day, yeah, I don't care about the age. Just be careful and make sure that you fucking are completely honest, and it better not be no fucking, but I would, for 30, I think it's just against the rule, man. 21 shouldn't be none younger than 21.
Right. Okay, Ariel, so you heard that there. And then I think take into account, Ariel, that you're 30, depending on what age, it sounds like it's somewhere underneath there. I'm just going to assume that it makes you uncomfortable. That's why you're asking, and that it's like, you know, if it's 21, I think you just have to think, well, what are your intentions with this person? Are you expecting to grow with this person? Do you want a life? Like, is that something that you could look at this person and want to pursue? And then you ask yourself, well, let me look at the age, because one needs to develop. You know what I mean? Not everybody's age doesn't always match the development stage, because people aren't developing sometimes at the same pace. We just assume because someone's of a certain age, they should be at a certain place. But age-wise, in this situation, if you're looking down younger, depending how far down, you have to take into account, has that person lived their life yet? They have certain things in front of them that they want to do, and you probably already been there, and you don't want to try to rob somebody of, if you know you're not willing to give them certain things that they haven't been through first. So I think it's really important that you think about what you're looking for, and does that match? And they probably haven't even visited some of the places you have been in your life, because you're older. So can you have a future with somebody that young and they still have so much to experience? So, because I think experience helps us to grow. But if you're just looking to have a good time, you know, next time be a little bit more specific. You can do that here. Then, yeah. So I agree, 21 is a safer number. You know, but what are your intentions too? So a very good thing to go with. Yeah. And if you're looking just for to play with somebody or to control somebody, then you should probably stay by yourself and get some counseling. For real. Okay. I haven't heard the age thing in a while, but that's very important, because you don't want to be in one of those situations. You know, and you know what? Because like in some cultures, and I think we kind of talked about that before, not really talked about it, but just like how certain people marry certain ages. Like there's cultures where you turn a certain age and now you're in womanhood. You know, like you're 12, you're married, have kids and stuff. It's crazy. But certain places is not like that. But that's like a whole culture. You know, they rock with it. They roll with it. So I don't know. I have my opinions on that. But that's your culture. I'm not going to say, oh, I agree. I agree. I get it. No. That's a kid. But to each his own. All right. Okay, next question. All right. So the next question is, does it matter if your woman, does it matter if your woman makes more money than you, should you feel threatened? Would you feel, yeah. Should I feel threatened? Is it strange? Okay. My woman makes more money than me. She does not make me feel less than, but I feel as less than a man that she can provide more than I can.
It falls under insecurities. The man's insecurities are a lot more designed around how they portrayed men and women to be. So you grow up and you tell your kid you're supposed to be the breadwinner. Women ain't supposed to do nothing. They're supposed to clean, take care of home. It's cool that not every woman is like that now. So now you got go-getters. You got women that's hustling. You got women that's getting their money up, that's focused on their brand, whatever. Now you messing with a guy that think that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, that you should just be in the crib, chilling. Let me take care of this. Which is cool if it's legit, because now you're putting all your faith in this man taking care of you. And you got to be careful with that. You got to always keep a little just-in-case money in the cut in case you got a boogie. But I don't get it. I don't give a fuck who's making the money.
I get as long as making money.
I don't give a fuck who's getting the money. I get money. Whoever's getting the most needs to help fund the one that ain't getting the most. Let's go. Let's get it, nigga.
Yeah.
How much you need to get that shit off the ground? Like that type shit. But if you ain't doing that, then and you being made to feel like you gotta beg for your allowance or beg just to hang, like, yeah, you're gonna, it's all insecurity. You just gotta know where you at, what you willing. Don't mess with a chick that got money if you fucking insecure. That's kind of stupid anyway. But let's go both ways. Like, why, if you're insecure, then why are you rushing into a relationship? Let's fix that. That's the healing shit that everybody needs to understand. That's why I put that post up. If you don't heal yourself, then you're gonna be toxic to anybody that come near you. So, yeah. I don't give a fuck how much money you make. Me personally.
Yeah, because if it was, well, she wasn't, it'd be a whole different complaint. Like, she ain't making nothing. So it's like that one that is doing her thing, then yeah.
That go to that independent dependent shit. Some people are independent and they just want a dependent as a partner. But you gotta understand that. Like, that's a dependent. You can't yell at them when you're trying to make, if you can't take a dependent person and without strategically walking them through and showing them how to be independent, you can't get upset at them if you ain't really guiding them towards independence. You should be teaching them. If I'm messing with a woman that's independent and I'm over here just working 9 to 5, there's something that she should be enlightening me on so I can know, so I can start reprogramming the way I think and try to get on the same wave she's on. You know what I'm saying? Not just, yo, follow me. Do what I say. I got this. No, you gotta be able to explain this shit to me. I would like to know what the fuck I'm doing so I can learn what I need to learn as I'm doing it. And that's what people don't do. People just give people fish and don't teach them how to fish. They feed them, but they don't teach them how to fish. So, and then later, years later, they get mad because you don't know how to fish. They don't take responsibility that they didn't even try to teach you how to fish.
Just expect you to know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, communication, man. I told you this shit is real. You got to be able to talk. People can talk, but people don't know how to talk. Like, you got to know how to talk. Like, there's certain things that everybody be scared to just start a conversation off with.
Yeah.
You got to fucking make this shit super uncomfortable. One, and that way, if it don't work, at least nigga think you nuts. Like, yo, this bitch is nuts, man. I ain't fucking with you. You don't have to worry about him harassing you and taking that as a yes.
Right.
You get that shit out the way early and it won't be no confusion.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's all I got on that one. Okay. That was pretty kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah. Hey.
Got a lot of talk, man. That talk and shit. That crucial, the first 3 dates or the first 30 dates should be a fucking pack a wallop. Like, that shit got a pack a wallop the first 30 dates. You got to get everything, all the stupid questions. There's not a stupid question.
Nope.
The only stupid question is the one you didn't ask. There's not a stupid question. Like, there's every question is valid. There's a million types of people. There's many millions of people that see, view things different. There is not a stupid question.
At least you asked.
So I'm getting all my shit off. This is, you want to go on a date? Then let's go. Got a pen? Got your recorder? Record this.
Decaf or what caffeinated?
Yeah, you gotta know what kind. You gotta know what you want, man. Really, really, what you want. It took a while for me to know what I want. It took me a long time too. You know, men. I know the saying: take forever for us to grow up. So yeah, I was near the forever part. I was near.
But you acknowledged it, and because I've met people that are, you would expect, like, and I'm talking, and I'm not lying, like 60 years area. So that just lets you know that you just can't look at age and you think that somebody is put together, you know? So yeah, they used to astonish me, but I understood it. I started to understand. Okay, I like that answer. I agree. Because no matter what, the end is the beginning. It's all communication. So, yeah. And I personally, I think that when you feel uncomfortable about something, that's that's when, obviously, you should. And it's okay. But it's like, what you're going to do with it? You're either going to say something or you're not. So you should express that feeling to your woman, because at the end of the day, she could possibly make you feel better about that situation and reassuring you that she doesn't think that way and she doesn't think less of you, that she makes more money, because he's saying that she doesn't treat him that way. So obviously that lines up with her not even feeling or thinking that way. But I think if you express that to her, she can help you feel that, and you not knowing and feeling unreassured of that, you would need, since you're with her, you would need her to help you to reassure that. So let her know how you're feeling. You know, I like feelings. I don't think there's anything wrong with a man that talks about his feelings. I personally see that people a lot say that they grow up being told, you're a man, you're not supposed to have feelings, you're not supposed to express your feelings. You know, that's considered weak. And I really think you disable a person of being able to be their true selves or being comfortable with being able to express. Because just because a man is a man does not mean that, or a woman is a woman, but in this instance and how people portray a man, just because he's a man, he's still a human being with feelings and emotions. And so to me, I see a disattachment, I'm trying to say, when people assume because you're a man, that means that you don't express feelings, you don't show weakness. And it's like, well, if he has them, how is he supposed to stay with them? And then what makes a woman any different? We should express ours. So then it goes like this, because he can't express his, because he's a man, you're supposed to express yours, but you don't, and he doesn't receive it well because he was told not to. And it's like, that's stupid. It sounds like a world of insanity. So I don't know. Anywho.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's why I told you relationships is overrated, man, and mad complicated. That whole word is a fucking just distraction from whatever.
Right.
Just go on a couple of dates. That's it. That title shit could wait.
Yeah. Everything people jump to that right away.
The energy is gonna outweigh everything. The title's everything. Like the vibe. If the vibe ain't there, I don't give a fuck what the title is.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, man, what the fuck is the title for? Title means nothing if the vibe ain't going with the title.
Right.
Just so I could walk around the street and tell dudes that you my girl? Nah, get out of here. I'd be like, yeah, that's my homegirl. She's my girl when she's in my home, and when she's not, I don't know. That's my homegirl.
Somebody girl, I don't know. In here, so she might. Okay. Word. Okay. Well, this is a okay. So this question here, it says, when you go on a date, is there a written rule that says that the man must pay for the date, or is that what a gentleman does? Or wait, is that what a gentleman does? Or is it just expected that men pay? That's a, I guess, to each his own type of thing. And then some people say it depends on who asked who on the date.
Does men have to pay? Hell no. Men pay because that's what we was taught to do. But these days, everybody's got it. Everybody's equal. Yeah. So we should be doing a lot of Dutch. And it avoids people saying they did something for you. You got to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? Always accept shit and then get mad when something thrown in your face.
So see. But yeah, you should never throw anything in anybody's face. I feel like if you do something for somebody, you did it because you.
I'm always baffled when a female tells me they got it. I like it. Yes. It's a little, it's just like a secret turn on a little bit.
Yeah.
When somebody so like, just, they, so like, say I go out, say I say, somebody say, let's go out on a date. Mind you, we cool, whatever, we kicking it, we cool, it's nothing really etched in stone. So when I go out, I'm not even gonna pick a date to go out if it's a date that I think I'm gonna be strapped on cash. Cause I'm never gonna go nowhere and can't pay for the food that I'm buying just in case you with someone that just showed like just don't have it. I don't got time. I'm not washing dishes or none of that shit. So I go with that type of mentality. And I won't, I mean, I know the people that I actually go out to eat with, so I know which ones are capable of paying for a meal with no problem. Like, shh, calm down. And then I know some that be like, yo, I got a couple of dollars, what you got? And if that's the case, then I'll pay for it and tell them to just give out the tip. Like, it's mandatory you leave a nice tip because you ain't paying for shit. But don't just pocket the money, like, just because I'm paying for it. You got the tip. If you ain't got the tip and I'm paying for it, that'll probably be the last time we frequent. Because now I don't trust you. I don't know whether you think I'm just going to... Yeah, we chilling, we friends, but shit, pay for something once. Let alone if we're in a relationship. I shouldn't have to dig in my pocket all the time. And a lot of these relationships, it stems from the old rules. This is what everybody's forgetting. Women are forgetting, men are forgetting. Everybody's on a different, it's from different rules. So for me being 47, the dating rule that was in place and how you view women and all that shit, a lot of that shit don't fly now. I'm like the last, like in that era of the last people that women stayed in the house. Very seldom did you hear from them unless it was girl talk, girl ladies night. Shit like that. So that was my era though. So then you gotta be willing to understand that this ain't the same era. Women have a voice. You gotta respect their voice. You gotta respect that they doing things. There's men that look at women that's rich and still be like, shut up, bitch. So they still experience it. There's not a woman that's famous or something that probably didn't experience like somebody putting them in a place or so-called place. Like, yo, you still a woman. Calm the fuck down. This is the boys' club up here. And that's it. And that just so you definitely have to.
If you're ready to step up with your talent, then you're in the right place. Real Wise Radio is taking auditions. If you're a comedian, a podcaster, or you want to get your music played, then this is the right place. All I need you to do is go to your web browser and put in www.realwiseradio.com. See how simple? www.realwiseradio.com. So I guess we'll be hearing from you soon. Peace.
It takes a strong nigga, or at least a nigga that's in healing or understanding, to accept that a woman is the breadwinner. Like, he has to be able, like, you got to be good with that.
And confident in himself.
Yeah, that's rare. I mean, there's guys that just want to be taken care of. Trust me. There's a whole bunch of them niggas.
Yeah.
But is it really going, is really, are they going to satisfy the little things that you want? Because they already want to be taken care of. Then motivation from them is, you can't expect nothing motivating. They have nothing to motivate you. They, what do they really bring to the table?
Yeah.
Dick, sex. Like, I mean,
that's all you can expect, because you said,
like, in your journey, if you're an independent person and you just got a dependent person hanging with you, that shit gonna be completely trash. Why the fuck Wise ain't jump in yet? How he got a name called El Jefe and he don't never do what he wants to do? This nigga, give me that name, yo. Give me that name, El Jefe. I'll show you how I just pop in everybody's fucking recordings.
Listen, I can pop in whenever I want. I was just busy doing shit.
Yo, but Nick, I was just talking shit because you was down there for a minute. But
Yeah,
so that's just, you're gonna have mad dudes that don't want one. Broke people like broke people. So if you fucking get with somebody that's broke and you trying to get money, you're gonna kill your vibe, man. Especially if you love this nigga. You're gonna be like, nah, I gotta go home with Poppy. And y'all gonna be two broke fucking people who love, man. I don't believe
that. Should've thought I planned better.
Yeah, I'm totally anti-broke love.
Yeah.
Like, can't really fuck with each other. We gotta be loving each other and with mad plans to make money. Until making money is irrelevant, I don't think I'm never going to be satisfied with just whatever I'm doing. There's always something to keep my brain active, and that's it. That's the hustle. That's the hustler. You're always scheming. People can say what they want about hustlers, man. They are the most multitasking. If you good, if you survive, if you live to tell it, multitasking, understanding of people. Like, just this much shit that comes with just being in the streets, man. Everybody can't do it. Everybody could go in the streets. Everybody can't be in the streets. Like, yeah, you could walk through the streets. You could hang with somebody you know. You could get a couple of nights out. Are you in the streets, like, day in, day out, 24/7, in the mix? Not in the streets around the block somewhere that's quiet and you got the block on lock. No, in the mix. Not scared to go to no part of town. Dolo, we've been travelers. I've been travelers. I don't probably frequent almost every part of Brooklyn doing something dumb and just going. Or for, man, I could have been dead for the matter of shit I did. So you just can't be with somebody. You can't be with somebody that, I can't be with somebody that. It's gonna even be, that's what I said. Being in a relationship now is having an insecure person that don't want me talking to females. I think that every interview is a flirt. Cause when they in the background and we doing our interview, we laughing. So, that's way too much work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just too much work. If a chick make more money than me, and then I wanna make money too. Like, that's what I'm saying, there's no motivation. If I see my woman getting it, and I'm over here still crying about why I ain't getting it, oh, can't get a job. Oh, yo, I just got laid off. Don't worry about it, baby. I got money in the bank. That's y'all fault. Y'all created them stupid ass niggas. Yo, women created these stupid ass niggas, man. With that, don't worry about it. Stop lying to these niggas. Nigga, I'm worried. What the fuck is wrong with some people? Don't worry. That's men too. Don't worry about it, man. I get it. And now I go extra. I'm trying to go extra hard for something that, nah, you should have been going hard with me. Well, I got to go extra hard because you sit back because I made some stupid promise and told you that I was taking care of everything. No. I'm not taking care of shit. We could take care of everything, but I'm not taking care of shit. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of men like that. Unfortunately,
instead of saying I'll take care of it, you say we'll take care of it. We'll get through this together.
Yeah. You could be, trust me.
What up? Oh, I'm just here listening, man.
Oh, you're listening?
Okay. Yeah, I'm listening.
Just in the studio. Okay. On that note, if you don't have anything else for the listeners, kind of going over everything that we went through, because I see the last of the questions. You have anything else you want to give them, or well, update wise on what the people are wondering? I mean, we have some age questions. We have like, what's too young in a certain? Well, okay, say for instance, we have Ariel. She's 30. And she is wondering, what is the rule? What is the cutoff when it comes to dating someone younger?
What do you mean, as far as women? But see, it's different. You know, it's funny because for men, they don't frown upon when a man dates a younger woman. But the moment a woman dates a younger man, oh, she's a cougar. She's that. She's that. Right. So it's a double. It's a like double standard. But me personally, I love older women.
Guys tend to do like older women. Yeah.
Even though wife is only 3 years older than me, but still she's older.
3 years is a lot, man.
Huh?
3 years is a nice head start. You can always catch up though and surpass 3 years of age, but it's a nice head start. But yeah, I don't know. All that shit is—it's all preference based, especially these days. I mean, shit, what is wrong? You can't even say nothing bad about nobody, and no matter what choice they make.
Yeah,
unless they can't even say nothing bad about niggas running in the Capitol. Like, there's nothing bad. Like, being upset about something that you saw is fucking pointless right now. Figuring out how to remove yourself and just shield yourself from that type of shit that you ain't with. That's all it's about. Like, that's all. At the end of the day, there's private communities for a reason. There's gated communities for a reason. You just got to get your own gated community, because you can't say shit about anybody. Everything body is sensitive. You can't say too much about any gender, sex, anything. So you can't say shit. I mean, you can say something, but it falls on deaf ears if a whole fucking gang of people just run into the Capitol and destroy shit and take pictures and selfies. Only thing you can't do is be black and walk down the street. That's it.
Right. You can do everything. Right. Literally.
Yeah, so you might as well just fucking, listen, I ain't got no tears to shed. I ain't got no complaints. It's all about just community. I got to get my own gated community. And I don't mean my own like I'm the boss shit, but there needs to be a gated community in a couple of states that's that we could just frequent when we go on to do our tours. When we go on tour, we know there's a community that has a house right there for you, like the travel house. This house is for only the podcasters to travel in this community, and that is it. When you're not there, nobody can use it.
Right.
I'm telling you, man, you gotta get your own shit, because other than that, man, everything is pointless. So I would say, while you trying to find the love of your life, also keep an eye out for how you're going to better yourself financially. What kind of investment? Don't have to be stocks, but what kind of investment are you willing to start planning for now? You can see this is going to get a lot harder by the time this nigga's done his 4 years. For the average person that's going to have taxes skyrocketed, I'd be surprised if they don't start taxing you crazy high for water. Like, there's mad shit going on in the world that you got to be prepared for, and DSS ain't going to help you. DSS is not going to help you come a couple of more years down the line, man. So,
Papi, where's my phone?
Where's your phone? Deal first.
Hi, Deal.
Hi, Papi.
Now go get your phone on the table.
That's the dinosaur expert.